Oh shit, we on. What's good, everybody? It's your boy William. We back for another episode of Ben Fatu. I got some illustrious guests today, yo. Let them know who you are.
Well, it's Chris. You call me Chris Castle.
Castle for short.
Chris?
Terrence, you can call me Watch TV. I guess that's what people know.
That's exactly, I was going to say that. Watch TV, yo. The reason why we got these people here, because the other day they wanted to renounce violence. All right, so they out here handling shit, obviously doing what they got to do. Chris is in the game with the, he's a, can I tell him what you do? He's a nurse, so he's saving lives, lady. He's saving lives, you know. You know, they're going to take your breath away, he'll put it right back in there. So understand that, all right? And you know, man, TV out here, you better watch him because he's out here sending all this world dream shit. You know, we got dreams to make this fucking business do well. Obviously, we're going to talk about that in a few. But yeah, definitely to fill you guys in, obviously, it's been a while since we've been here. It's at least been a year. What's it called? A lot of shit happened. Michael Jordan documentary came out, The Last Dance. I know y'all niggas seen that shit. That shit must have been crispy. A lot of people were talking about that. A lot of people were hating on Michael Jordan too. I mean, me personally, after watching that whole documentary, I think that it made Michael Jordan look better as a player, not as a person. Just because I was reading some of the shit, and they said that he said he never wanted, what's his name on the team, right? Isaiah Thomas. But then fucking interview happened that he said it himself. He was like, yo, I'm not playing if that nigga's on the team. And then the coach, who was, I guess, Isaiah's coach, was like, we good, son. We won't even get the nigga on the team. So it's a lot of back and forth. And I'm like, yo, Jordan, I mean, I understand. But like, the thing about it, I'm like, yo, if you were much meaner with it, you're like, nah, I'm not playing if I wanted the nigga on the team, we would understand. You need a light?
You got another one of them?
A blunts?
Yeah. Hell yeah, B.
Yeah. There you go, man. If you need the tray, go ahead, take the tray, take Taryn.
Nah, I'm all
right. You sure? All right, bet. But yeah, 100%, what's it called? Yeah. The thing about the Jordan documentary, I liked it. You know, I wish it was more. I wish, because right now we got Sunday coming up. There's nothing else to watch on TV.
What's it, 10 episodes?
10 episodes already
crazy.
Done.
It would be disappointing, but I haven't seen it yet.
You haven't seen it?
I haven't seen it yet.
You haven't seen a single episode?
I haven't seen a single episode. Yo, no bullshit. Listen. This night shift shit.
Yo, I haven't seen it. You work
like,
at night, so you gotta.
You know what I mean? Like, I gotta, like,
you gotta get this shit.
Choose my battles, you feel me? So, like, But Twitter keeps you up to date with a lot of this shit, though. Like, I feel like I know a lot of what happened in that shit just because of, like, Twitter and, like,
100%,
social media and shit.
Twitter
but
be
I
like,
do gotta watch it, though.
Twitter be spoiling shit, though. Twitter be spoiling.
And it's their own narrative, too. You know what I mean? So I gotta watch it and really see, you know what I mean, what really happened and what's good.
To be honest, to me, that shit just, I don't think it made him look bad. I think it made him just, like, he didn't really give a fuck with nobody.
I'm not saying it made him look bad, but that right there, you know, he didn't give a fuck. He just wanted to win, you know.
Exactly.
But the way, like, see, I don't know if the documentary was a Jordan documentary or the Bulls documentary.
Both.
But like, granted, it was just more Michael Jordan's perspective. But his perspective, he was an asshole. He's like, yo, because he said in the documentary, he's like, yeah, I pushed them, but they won.
Yeah.
You feel me? I mean, like, that's not an asshole. That's a winner's mentality. And I was talking to, what's it called, a homie, I was playing Warzone. That's another thing that came out, nigga. Warzone came out. Y'all niggas gotta get on that. Y'all niggas gotta get on Warzone, yo. That shit's serious.
Trash out that shit now.
Y'all, I've been getting my wins, man. I'm up to four.
You got four now?
I got four wins, bro. I'm serious now. I got kills for days, but wins is the one thing you gotta get up, man.
Yeah,
wins is the one thing, yo. But that's somebody I follow on Twitter, yo. That nigga got 100 wins. I'm like, yo.
Who?
Are you playing with the creators or some shit?
Wins.
Some nigga I follow on Twitter. His name is Weston Tone, I guess.
Oh yeah.
I think Jay Money and them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They be snapping.
Either you or,
I don't even know how much ones I got.
You good?
I got at least double digits though.
I'm in single digits, but that shit's where it's at. What's it called? I fuck with that. I haven't bought Call of Duty the game. I bought Warzone. My thing about it is I haven't bought a PlayStation game in like years.
Yeah.
I've been playing Apex since that shit came out.
Yeah.
Apex, I haven't played Apex since they dropped the Call of Duty Warzone.
Yeah.
And then when I hopped on, when I went back on to play Apex, that shit's all different. So I'm like, yo, I didn't even want to mess around. Let me stick to what I know with that Call of Duty, and we'll keep it moving. Yeah. So that Call of Duty is where it's at. Definitely love that. But yeah, TV, man. Tell us about this World Dreams, man. Tell us how you got it started, because, yo, your shit's getting, I said your shit's good in Canada, I think?
Yeah,
niggas is getting your shit in Canada, bro.
Yeah,
I need to get some more shit. And I saw you making biker shorts?
Biker shorts for women.
Biker shorts for women and crop tops, dog. Yo, you better make some crop tops for niggas, cause you know Ezekiel Elliott, yo. them niggas love just to show the abs, yo. Niggas will throw a crop top just to show abs, cause yo, Ezekiel Elliott's been doing this since his grip.
Fuck around. Might have to send it to that nigga too.
Dead ass, man. It's some good shit.
Yeah, but started honestly just wanting to do something. Cause sometimes, especially when you're in school and shit, and you don't really fuck with school, you be like, damn, this shit might be bad for me when I just graduate and I ain't even fuck with what I was learning.
Exactly.
So I was like, damn, I could draw. If I could draw, I could put it on a t-shirt. Put that shit on a t-shirt. It's sold, and
that shit's fire,
going, bro.
Yeah. That shit's fire. I seen that new, like, the drawing, the one you did of Providence. Yo, I'm not gonna lie. This is where you come in, Chris. Yo, you guys gotta do, like, a TV show. Well, and then use that little Providence, like, cartoon shit. Because, like, where else would you put that Providence? That, like, it glows at night and shit. It shows that little thunder.
Well, the thing about Providence, truthfully, is you're right about that. Because we're really in the beginning stages of what Providence is.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of the niggas starting shit, I guess, especially with social media.
100%.
There's a lot of people that came before us, but a lot of their stuff wasn't documented. So we kind of are the leaders of it right now.
Yeah, you actually are, man, because, yo, World Dreams and shit's popping fire, yo. Like, I bought the cream jumpsuit. I need to get another one because, yo, man, I appreciate niggas on Twitter because, yo, I didn't know about the sneakers app. I did not know about the sneakers app till y'all, man. I'm like, yo, where y'all niggas getting your shoes? I'll just see, because the shoes I rock like shoes, you know, like dress up shoes. Mm-hmm. That's the only shoes I got. Mm-hmm. The only Jordans I actually bought myself were the ones you get at, like, Foot Locker. Yeah. Nigga, those ain't Jordans. Those are just, let me sell them shits easily. Mm-hmm. And then I see niggas, like, talking about, got them. I'm not winning the raffles. I'm like, raffles, nigga. They selling shoes like that? And then all of a sudden, niggas just getting left and right. Did y'all get the Travis Scott today?
I didn't even know that it was dropping today. I thought shit dropped on Saturday.
Yeah, I'm sure
tomorrow.
I'm sure dropped
tomorrow.
Today. They're not dropping tomorrow.
No, they dropped today.
Tomorrow,
the Flints drop tomorrow. That's what I'm trying to get.
Nigga,
they dropped tomorrow. The Travis.
You want the Flints?
Nah, I had the Flints.
Didn't you already cop the Flints?
Yeah, I have them too. I have the 2010 version.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not gonna buy them again. You be rocking them and shit, and you be like, I don't know with this. It don't be gone.
The only shoes I'm really waiting for is for them to redrop the Flu Games.
Yeah, I got them.
And some Space Jams, yo. Sure. If they drop the Flu Games and Space Jams, I'll cop those 100%.
I got both of those.
Yeah, me too. The Space Jams might take a long time to come back out, though. Because they dropped them twice already, like, in this decade.
I don't rock my Flu Games no more, though.
Me neither.
For some reason, it just don't be 12s, looking right. Yeah.
Man, those are like crispy, only, man.
Like,
yo, Chris, that's what I'm saying, yo.
I'll freak some Flu Games. No bullshit. But it just, it's you gotta,
I don't like wearing black and red like that no more. That's why.
Like,
yeah,
like it's high
school
days and shit. 12s be like that, cause like it's a multi-cut, like, half and half type shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the sneaker game definitely changed up. Like, see how, like, ones is taking over, Jordan ones, like the,
yo, everyone got ones, bro. Everyone got ones. I feel
ones
like
too, but they're not like that. But it's crazy because they're just really, like, aesthetically pleasing.
Exactly. That's like, what you could take a picture with some ones and, like,
you can make ones work with everything.
Go viral.
Yeah, you be smooth.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Drizzy, chill, bro. My bad.
Drizzy's
over here acting, man. He, I don't want him to shed on you. I don't want him to shed on you because he be shedding, bro. That's not cool, that shit.
Is this a puggle?
Yeah, no. Poodle/chihuahua.
Chihuahua.
So a choodle.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what my homie Nate is. Big Nate, shout out to you, homie. But what's it called? Yeah, man, yo, the Flu Games, the Jordan documentary is when I actually started, like, paying attention to all the shoes.
Oh, for real?
Yo, because, like, because obviously when you see Jordan play, you see what he's rocking. Mm-hmm. And, yo, crispy-ass shit. And then, on top of that, making money off of it. He'll wear those shoes one time, and it's a wrap.
The craziest thing he said in that shit, though, he was like, these shoes wouldn't have done shit if I wasn't nice at bat. Like, if I wasn't the best basketball player ever. He was like, them shoes wouldn't have sold that all. I was like, man.
Yo, but also he wasn't supposed to go to Adidas.
That could be true.
And he was supposed to go to Adidas.
Jordan's wasn't even supposed to be Nike, bro.
That's crazy.
Yo, imagine Adidas. I mean, like, now say about that. If Jordan went to Adidas, you think Kanye would be on Nike?
I don't think.
With some Weezys?
I don't think they have anything to do with each other.
True, John, they don't. I'm just saying because, you know, Kanye wanted to get his Yeezys done, you know.
Yeah, Kanye got this. He just goes against the grain. So, I mean, it's possible. Like, if the whole wave was Adidas.
This is different. Different goats in life. And Kanye is one of them. I feel like he was always going to have that Red October. He was always going to have the Nikes, too. Because he's just one of the people.
100%.
That people want to get money off.
I'm just the pioneers of this, like, exactly. This fashion. You know what I mean?
I mean, he does this thing sometimes. Like, Kanye is a person that's mad questionable sometimes with his shits, though. Because obviously with Twitter, like, I seen today Taylor Swift talking about we going to get Trump out, right? But then right next to it is a picture of Kanye diving Trump up in the Make America Great Act.
But that picture's 3 years old.
True. But, like, the fact that using the fact that Kanye got beef with Taylor, we could throw that situation in there. I love how Twitter...
That's the thing about Twitter. Like, they're really just doing that for retweets. Yeah, that's the crazy thing.
Twitter would just honestly, like...
It's for retweets.
It'll make puzzle pieces fit if they have to. You know what I mean? Like, you're going to make it fit. You know what I mean? Like,
and nobody's going to question it. It's just going to get the retweets because it got
The thing about Twitter, too, is that, like, not for nothing, Twitter's black.
No, it's not.
No, I'm saying, like...
Our Twitter's black.
I'm saying for Twitter to really work, you need black people, right? All these memes, that's how we use it. But I'm saying like everything is used for someone else. Facebook's used for someone else. But Twitter, we took over Twitter. We made the memes. We made shit funny. Yo, you know how quick niggas? You see stabbing Becky? Yo, you see how quick niggas made memes about them shits already?
Wait, hold up though. I'm not even trying to be devil's advocate or nothing.
Go ahead, son. Lead the shit.
Was Twitter before memes, though?
The Twitter before memes, a lot of people weren't around for that.
2012 Twitter, I know what you're talking about.
The Twitter before memes was a whole different animal. Like, that Twitter was, like, celebrities really used it. So, like, you have, like, trending topics and shit. Like, a celebrity would come and say something. And then niggas would just take that and run with it. You know what I mean? Like, there was no, like, filter. There was no... like report and tweet people. You would go on Twitter jail if you was too out of pocket. You know what I mean?
But like, that's the thing though. Too out of pocket back then is a regular shit now. It's like, yo, I was looking at it because I went back on my old Twitter. This is my second Twitter. My ex deleted my first Twitter. Fuck that shit. Yo, I went and see my shit, bro. I was an asshole. Like you were saying. Yeah. Like, I remember if I had a beef with someone, I'll put their number on there. Be like, yo, you got herpes? Call this number, you'll get it fixed. Like, I was putting... I don't even know who the fuck that person was. I can go back and find out who they... I don't know, but I feel like, yo, Twitter back then, you could just say whatever the fuck you want.
Especially
and
being young, too. Like, you
just especially,
had
no
filter for me.
Being like, young with Twitter. You
being young with Twitter was savage because, like, I didn't think about what I was saying.
I didn't think about what anybody thought about what I was saying.
I still don't think about what I'm saying. Like, I don't give a fuck about that shit, yo.
I mean, now I do because, you know, I mean, I got more 100%. Shit to lose now.
100%. You know, 100%.
I feel like I'm
more... Y'all got to lose because y'all got careers and y'all got businesses.
You know what I mean?
Me myself, I'm like, I say I don't got shit to lose because... I mean, I don't got shit to lose, man. I mean, like, the most hurtful shit I can say, and the most thing you can do is get me out of my job. But my job knows how I am, so it's like,
where you work at?
I work for a CBD company, American Standard Hemp. Shout out American Standard, yo.
CBD?
Yeah, man. We trying to be the leading arts in CBD, bro. Trying to make sure everybody's clean, everybody's good, you know. Trying to get, we making lotions, making everything, bro.
That's dope.
Trying
You're
to do some stuff.
You're a great promoter, huh?
Hey, man, I'm trying to be promoter. I mean, instead of a club promoter. I'd be a promoter for whatever, but except a club. Cause
why not the club?
You don't fuck with the club?
Nah, because I don't know how to be. I don't know how to get motherfuckers in the club like that. I'd keep it abundant. Okay. I'd like, yo, because you tell someone, hey, I'm having fun this weekend. I bet. And that's it. You know, you don't hear anything else. And the club promoter. You remember, we haven't seen a flyer in like 2 months. Flyer for the club on Twitter. I haven't seen a shit in 2 months. I miss seeing someone be like, yo, come get your drinks. 11 o'clock. I'm like, yo, what's up? I miss Tuesdays, yo. I never been to what's it called? Was it Fuego? No, not Fuego. Ibiza Tuesdays. I never been there. But every Wednesday, I would wake up like, damn, I should have fucking went. Because there's always some shit popping.
I don't miss none of that
yo,
shit.
Yo, fucking that girl fighting every week.
I don't miss none of that shit. That might have been the corniest moments in prob history, no cap.
All that fighting and shit.
All that fighting and shit. Little, hell no.
You know what would have been dope with that fighting, though? If like they gain something out of it, you know, like you like other than clout, because that's all they gained.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You know, but I'm like,
I feel like back on Facebook they definitely was fighting, but we as little ass kids, we can't be old as shit promoting people fighting that classic clout. So you know what I'm saying?
The thing is, like, if something's funny to me, I'ma laugh, bro.
100%.
That's what it comes down to on Twitter.
100%.
Like, it could be the most corniest shit. I understand, like, we're all grown ass women and men, but at the end of the day. Comedy is comedy. If it's funny, I'ma laugh and I'ma snide my
chest. That comedy shit is crazy.
But it's like, it is what it is, though.
That's
like,
that
people,
shit's crazy.
I don't know, man.
Nah, I hate what you're saying,
I don't know. The thing I don't like about Twitter is, like,
A lot of people try to be people that they're not.
They're not.
On Twitter. That's the thing I don't fuck with Twitter.
The only fucked up thing is, what's it called? The thing I say with Twitter, I be tweeting some shit, and then I'll stop. I'm like, this is too out of pocket, niggas. Like, cause like no one knows me who I am. They go like siete. Like niggas didn't know what the fuck he's saying. It was more like a joke. Niggas took it and ran. I'm like, yo, what the fuck is good with that? Like we all just, and isn't Twitter just pretty much freedom of speech? That's what it is. But then some people take that speech too far.
I mean, during these times.
You just gotta be quiet.
You know what I'm saying?
It's just.
You just gotta let what's going on go on.
Especially when you go against the grain. Like, even if you're saying the right thing, you know what I mean? Like, emotions are so high. Like, you say something and it sound kind of funny, people gonna try to attack you for it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I think the topic today was, like, people saying, like, Hispanic women aren't, like, you know, defending black people.
That's the shit, the topic, yo.
But then I'm like, yo, like, I've been down the timeline. I've seen a bunch of, like, my Spanish friends speak on this injustice and, like, saying, like, you know, retweeting the pictures and posting shit to their story, you know what I mean? So I feel like it's all subjective. Like, you see what you want to see.
Understandable.
You see what is on your timeline, you know what I mean?
But the flip side to that is the people. It's crazy. I hate you, man. Explaining Twitter in real life is it
don't make sense.
It's a game. It's a game. Twitter's
like,
a game.
It's like none of this really matters, I don't know.
But Twitter do make shit go. Like, I feel like Twitter make the world go sometimes.
You think he got arrested because of Twitter and social media in general?
Oh, hell yeah, hell yeah. Yes. And for those who don't understand, yo, a lot of shit's been happening. We got a black man that was killed by the cops once again. And even obviously this has been a whole year, so you know from last year to this year, shit ain't changed. So what changed now is that niggas took into their accountabilities, started burning some shit, burned the police station, burned a Target, you know, fuck Target, you know, cause Target wasn't trying to give niggas, you know, milk. Fuck that shit sometimes, yo. You know, sometimes you just gotta take shit into your own hands. Yo, in this type of time we in, what would you rather be, Martin Luther King or Malcolm X? Would you rather be peaceful or would you rather go with the grain and show us up? My personal opinion, I think you need a Malcolm X at this point. Because that peaceful route don't do shit, you know? Because you're just being peaceful. It ain't going, we peaceful. We peaceful as shit. Other people ain't. And then that shit don't mix, you know?
I just feel like there's a time and place for everything, though. Like, I feel like Martin Luther King, like, obviously he set the foundation for all this stuff to happen. You know what I mean? Without him, we would have never been where we were at right now.
Of course.
Because if we were straight the Malcolm X way, they would have probably all, like, just eradicated all of us. You know?
True.
Like,
there'd be some more shit.
They tried to end the black communities, nigga. They're setting our communities on fire. They was killing us, lynching us in parks. They tried to do it, you know what I mean? Until, like,
shit, they're still doing it.
Yeah,
they're still trying.
Still doing it, but, you know what I mean? But, like, I just feel like it's been so many years. And that peaceful shit definitely don't work no more. I mean, you could be peaceful up to a certain extent, but, like, sometimes there need to be action taken.
All right, so what do we mean by peaceful? Not to get off the question of who I'd rather be, but do we mean burning shit or do we mean shooting people?
I don't agree with killing, taking lives.
So what do you mean when you say peaceful?
Lives. Peaceful as in, like, when people...
Or non-peaceful.
Non-peaceful?
Yeah.
Non-peaceful is what they're doing right now.
What they're doing right now, 100%.
Like, just disturbing the peace.
Disturbing the peace. Like, niggas ain't gonna sleep till you see my point type shit. You know what I mean? Like, I agree with that. You know what I mean? I don't like the people that
are advocating that we should shoot cops in 2020.
That don't make sense to me. That don't make sense.
Them niggas will shoot back with way better aim than you, and you will die right on the spot.
That don't make sense because that's just being the same way that they're being. You know what I mean? You're taking the actions of a few people or whatever, and taking it on like, what makes you better than these racist people? For me, like, they have one bad encounter with a black person, and, like, all of a sudden it's fuck black people forever. You know what I mean? It's like, you do stuff like that, you're becoming who you despise. You feel me?
Of course.
I don't agree with none of that. Like, no life should be taken just for no reason. Like, imagine, like, me getting... Imagine, like, me getting... Or you getting killed because, like...
Tell you that we go to war.
Someone... You know what I mean? Like, someone... You getting killed just because, like... Someone did something to that person that was black and you remind them of that person, so they're gonna kill you. Like, that's not fair. That don't make sense. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like...
But what's shitty about that is that it's all over the world, but it's showcased in America.
Everything's showcased in America.
It's like, now we have the opportunities to have our phones out during these shits, so we see a lot more shit that's happening. Before you just hear, yo, somebody died, and then it's their word against yours.
Yo, I hope this don't happen. I'm not even gonna say that.
Why would...
It doesn't even matter, but honestly, I think to solve this whole thing for us black people at this point in time, because we do have our degrees now and we have gotten access to things because of what our ancestors have done, we should all be striving to be successful so we're in these places of power, so we make the places of power, and then the people, the next generations, have to come to us for what they need because... I'm set on that. Like, we don't really have to, like, that segregation shit. We did it this way, where black community has a beautiful... Actually, really happening is...
Didn't they do that already?
What's happening is white people are becoming the minority as the years go on, and that's what they're fighting against. Like,
yeah.
It's literal science.
They try to make sure they always got one piece of power inside there, in the police, in the mayor, you know.
That's why they're making this shit go so hard generationally, and that's probably why it's getting more serious now, to be honest. Because I heard like in the next 30-something or something years, 30, 40 years, that white people will be the minority or some shit. So that means people living right now will be the minority.
Of course.
So they ain't trying to have that shit happen.
I hear that. Yeah.
Honestly, I don't think none of this racism is just gonna end until all these, like, old ass motherfuckers die off, bro. Like, until they all die and, like, the new generation comes. Because, like, there's people, think about, like, you growing up in a certain way. Just because the world changed don't mean you changed.
100%.
You know what I mean? Like, think about these people, like, that were in their 20s in, like, the 1940s, 1950s, and they were part of these riots and fucking these trying to kill black people and shit, like, 50 years, they got kids now. You're teaching them that same shit, like, yo, back in the glory days. I mean,
true.
Like,
yeah, that shit don't end. That shit don't end, yo.
That shit was right in our backyard. Like, that was, yo.
Not even, like, fucking 40 years ago.
That was, yo, like, your grandparents, if they were here, will remember shit.
Your parents should remember this shit, too.
Like, my family is from Trinidad, so they weren't here for all that stuff, you know what I mean? They were, like, in the Caribbean and shit, but, like, I'm pretty sure, like, a lot of black Americans, their parents and their grandparents, like, were part of that shit.
Mm-hmm. I don't know much about Trinidad, but was there any type of form of oppression over there?
No, like, the Caribbean Islands, we had, like, different types of oppression. Like, they were ruled by the British. So, like, they fought their independence from them and then whatever. But it wasn't, like, segregation or reason, you know what I mean? Like, the islands were still able to govern the way they wanted to do and whatever, but like, it wasn't like America where you're living with them. Like, the British people, they didn't come and live there and was like, it's, you know what I mean? It was a little bit different than how it was in America.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's called, I know, Cape Verdeans, I know they were slaves for the Portuguese.
Yeah,
it's like, yo, everyone has their, and like, what's crazy too is that, I seen a couple months ago before the pandemic started, that's another thing that happened, yo, we got coronavirus over here, a lot of people been dying, rest in peace to those people, obviously, you know, everyone stay safe, yo, 6 feet apart, wear your mask, sanitize, keep it up. But, what's it called though, what was I just saying? Yeah, so...
Is that coronavirus shit serious anymore? I'm asking everybody that.
Shit, I'm asking the man right here. He's the one that's got to deal with the people.
I asked Chris this morning because I was thinking about it. Because everybody's talking about we got to do this and do that together. But damn, are we going to get sick though? I don't know. Can we get sick?
I'm saying like tomorrow's supposed to be a protest. I saw it's supposed to be like a protest in Providence. Mm. How are we supposed to do that? I know you're supposed to be bringing masks and all this shit. Mm-hmm. But like, after, like, my question is, all these places that have protests, see the next day how they doing corona. Like, are they getting up more?
The flip side of it was Corona ever that serious, or is it just another type of thing like the flu is? It just spreads more faster, but it will kill people with compromised immune systems. 100%,
exactly.
Like, do we still care about those people, or like, or are we back to just chilling? Like, I don't know which one it is anymore. So
I don't want
to
sound like asshole, but like, yo, if your body and your immune system is sick enough that Corona's fucking your shit up, I don't know much about Corona, but I'm just this is my fucking take on it. If your body is sick enough that you can get Corona and then be good after that, you're cool. If you're dying, obviously, we should do research on what did you have that caused you to die. Maybe because it's been old age, maybe because of the asthma, some shit like that.
Yeah, that's what they're doing.
But, like, on the people that are dead?
No, definitely. Like, most of the people that die from Corona have some type of, like, comorbidities, meaning, like, they got, like, diabetes, asthma, they got, like, different stuff.
So the immune system is already weak.
The immune system's already weak, and what Corona does is, like, it fucks with your lungs. Mm. You know what I mean? So, like, if you're already, like, got asthma, say, like, you got, like, when people have asthma and shit, like, they have an asthma attack. Think about, like, how much they're struggling to breathe. Imagine Corona on top of that. You know what I mean? So it's like, Corona just makes shit worse.
Worse than it is.
Makes the shit that you already have worse.
Alright. You know what I mean? Just magnifies it. Just magnifies it pretty much. Damn, that's some crazy shit, yo. But hopefully, you know, we're getting into the summer. I heard that 90 degree weather is supposed to eliminate Corona.
Supposed to
be 90 degrees every day over here.
That's what I'm saying. It's about to be that 90 degree weather, but everyone's...
I mean, we're going
to
be outside regardless.
100%. Niggas is already at the beach. Niggas is already at the beach and niggas is doing shit.
That's the shit I don't understand, man. Like, me personally, like, I'm in these people's faces every day. Mm. You know what I mean? I've never even got, like, a whiff of that. Like, oh, I might have Corona or, like, you know what I mean? So, like, yeah. I just don't understand the logic behind it. And then there's people that, like... Because honestly, when shit first started, like, I was still chilling with my peoples, you know what I mean? Like, I'll have a certain amount of people and I'll chill with them, like, all right, cool. Like, it's just y'all. And people will hit me up, like, oh, you should be social distance, you should be doing that, you should be
doing
that.
They're
coming at me. People. And now those same people are sick.
Out.
No, they're sick.
They sick?
They got the shit.
Fair?
Yeah, and they're the ones that were actually, like, inside doing the right thing. So it's like, yo, do you need to be outside and expose yourself a little bit?
That's what
it,
like.
Not get it? Or do you, like, what's, I don't know.
You had it. I don't know if it was you that had the tweet, but I think I retweeted from you, like, the niggas that ate mud pies and dirt back then, they don't got Corona now. Oh, because the niggas just been eating just.
I know people that's been outside from the get.
And they haven't got it yet?
Yeah, I'm not trying to be insensitive, but I did ask this question. I was like, yo, you answered it. I was like, yo, like. Do homeless people be getting sick and just dying?
That's
like
a
that?
Question,
like,
though.
What happened?
How many homeless people have Corona? Because they're outside all the time.
I haven't in the hospital. I haven't seen much.
That's what I'm saying.
So it's not. It's gotta be something with
seen,
it, man.
I haven't seen much.
Because if you're outside all the time, I'm assuming you're doing drugs, or you're in a worse system than the most. I think Corona will be the quickest one to get you, right?
Yeah, you would think. They're fine.
Maybe they get it and they're just not that sick.
That's what I'm saying. Another reason, the only person we could ask is Chris, because he sees it. Like, how serious have you seen? Obviously, death is a serious way, but like, what's the closest, that's nearest to death that you've seen that you're like, I don't want to reach this point. I'm all sick. I'm not. Corona's where it's at.
The sickest person I've seen in the hospital, he's like, he discharged and he's better now. He's good. Like, he was on the vent for a couple of weeks, whatever, and he got out. He's fine now, but like, it's weird though, because it's like you see a shift now. Like, the shift is like people's coming in the hospital with Corona, and they're just sending them home. Like, oh, you're good. Like, you're sending them home. But before there was like
you stay in there for
everybody.
You
stay in there
14 days at least.
You, they're doing this. They're doing that. And now it's like the people, even the people that's in the hospital. Like, you go in their rooms and they're like, hey, good morning. How you doing? Like, they're fine. They're cool. You know what I mean? It's like it's not like they're on their deathbed and they're like, wow, like this person got Corona. Let me like. I don't know. Maybe it's just I'm numb to it now. I don't know what it is.
Something's wrong with this. Something's wrong with it because like you're.
I'm not. I'm not scared of this shit at all no more.
And you're the only person that should be because you're in it. You see, you're around
saying,
it. Corona's around you.
If it's like a healthcare worker thing, because I see every day. I'm just numb to it. I'm like, yo, I'm seeing hundreds of people get better, and compared to the hundreds, there's a couple that get sick and die, and those like the elderly people.
Of course. They're at their time.
The elder people. And I'm not saying that's not bad, like, because no one deserves to lose their
grandmother,
100%. Their father, you know what I mean? But, like, at the end of the day...
So, let me ask you a question. Are the corona cases now as bad as they were before? what's with that?
Is it the to your question? Is it the heat? Cause we're getting sun and shit. It's hot as shit outside. Bro, so like it's supposed to be eliminating.
I don't know.
Maybe they just had all of that shit planned out.
100%. 100%.
When this shit first happened, bro, like there was less cases. Obviously, we have way more cases now. But when it first started, we had less cases, and we had so many people on ventilators and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Now with Dasu, we have more cases. And way less people on ventilators or in the
and
ICU.
And more people getting up.
So, and more people, yes.
So the thing about the ventilators, I remember that like it was a fucking dire thing. You need a ventilator to survive on that.
That's not true.
Really? That's what they're. See, that's another thing that goes with Twitter. Because that's what I've been seeing on Twitter. Niggas is like, yo, you need the ventilators to survive.
That's they'll vent you if like your oxygen level goes like way below where they can't get it up with just regular oxygen. And you need to like make the machine breathe for you. You know what I mean? But that's in rare, like, it's not rare cases, but, like, it's a slim amount of people that, like, the oxygen levels drop that low where they have to do that. But, like, most people, they're chilling. Like, you put some, a little bit of oxygen, put the shit on their head, and they're fine.
They good. All right.
You know what I mean? So, it's weird how, like, we had this whole disaster plan. Like, we're saying, like, oh, we need 5,000 ventilators. We need this much. We're expecting this much amount of people. And we're like, wow, like, what the hell happened? Like, we don't need none of this shit.
Your hospital's saying that?
Yeah. We're all like, yo, what the fuck happened? Like, we're... I remember, like, when it first started, like, we would keep saying, like, yo, we're going to hit the peak, and when we hit the peak, it's going to be crazy. We never hit the peak.
Damn.
Like, we prepared. I mean, it's good to be safe and sorry, but we prepared. We had four to make all these ventilators. We had all this stuff happening, and we don't need it. You know what I mean? The hospital census is so low right now.
Like, I heard y'all losing money.
They're losing money because there's no...
I heard about that. Oh, shit, I'm about to just go in there just to fucking get some fucking IVs in me or some shit, yo.
I think but also I think that people are scared to go in the hospitals now because of corona, too. So, like, the really sick people that are, like, don't have coronavirus, they're staying home. They're not trying to go to the hospital. Like, you know what I mean? So, like, that comes into a whole other topic because, like, it's crazy.
That shit just seems real planned to me.
Nah, it's crazy, bro.
The thing about that...
planned for it to be very, like... On the lab pictures, is it as serious?
That's what I'm saying. I'm in the mix, bro, and like.
That's what I'm saying.
That's like, the best way to ask.
See, like, you're actually like seeing. Is it worse?
We are bro. Like, we're in the mix, bro, and like you could ask. Like, there's nurses now. Like, when this shit first started, people were panicking. Like, yo, they're wearing three masks. They're wearing N95s. They're wearing this. Yo, now like you see nurses like. The bells ring, they'll go in the room, just like, oh shit, like, you know what I mean, do something like, oh damn, I forgot to bring my mask in. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh whatever, like, and they're fine, you know what I mean? Like, before it was like mass panic, mass hysteria, and people were wilding out. Now it's like
life goes on,
nobody,
bro.
Really, even you know, like, I don't know, like, you remember those people that's protesting the virus and shit? Like, when you really think about it, you know, it's like, you gotta feel them a little bit. Not going out and protesting, yeah. But like
the point.
The point where like they're like, yo, like, why can't we do this and that? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Like, it's,
I mean, the reason everybody was using is because there's old people you could possibly get.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this, but it's selfish. It's selfish.
But
it's
right selfish. Now it seems like we all going outside and we all forgot that shit.
Everyone forgot about the old people.
It's true.
What's it called? My question to you is that the people that received. I'm sorry, not received. I'm over here saying like it's fucking an award. People that got corona, are they most likely to get that second wave, since they already were exposed to it, or is it people that haven't got it?
I think it's less. The antibodies. Oh, hold on. I think it's less likely because it's a.
They already received it.
How a virus works, like you always have a piece of that virus in you once you got the virus. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean, like. If it's herpes, if it's whatever, you know what I mean? Like, you can get cured, you could be asymptomatic, but, like, that virus stays in you because your blood cells remember it. So, like, it's like, okay, like, next time you're exposed to it, you can fight it off easily.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, like, the research ain't all there with coronavirus yet, but, like, they're thinking, like, once you get it, it's like chicken pox. You can't get it again.
You can't. So I'm assuming the niggas that get the fucking next wave, since the next wave's supposed to be deadlier,
that's probably a mutated wave where it's like it's, you don't have the same antibodies against that one.
You know what I mean?
So like if it mutates like the flu, like think about the flu, you get a vaccine every single year.
Yeah.
So if you get a vaccine once, you would think like, damn, why can't I keep getting this vaccine? It's because
the flu, flu keeps going up. Yeah.
Mutating and you get different.
You getting a vaccine?
I'm not getting a corona vaccine.
Yo, I don't
know. Nobody seems to really want that shit.
So. Nah, because you see that shit, that shit's in your nose, man. Them niggas are just putting the fucking whole ass in you. That's not the vaccine. That's not the vaccine?
Nigga, you never got tested?
Nah.
That's hell no. You got that shit?
Nah. I'm good. I would have been dead already.
Why, you got asthma or some shit?
Nah, I ain't got asthma.
I just gotta ask you,
bro. All I know is that we don't, there's some studies, I seen it on Twitter as well. See, I'm going with Twitter. In Canada, smoking cannabis eliminates,
No, I heard it actually makes it worse from Twitter. So get which the one fuck do out!
Nah, it definitely does make, hey. it makes you more susceptible because your lung, it, like, obviously smoking.
Yeah, the smoke, of course.
Smoke's not supposed to be in your lungs, period, so like... You're weakening your lung muscles every time you hit something or you smoke.
True. I hear what you're saying. I don't be with people. I tried running the other day, man. I ran fucking 20 steps and I was done.
Let's go with that antibody test.
So I'm waiting for mine to come back still. I got mine from my PCP the other day. And I'm just curious to see if I was ever like, if I ever had it.
But, I
mean? So how like, much for that? Need that.
Yeah, how much for it?
I didn't pay. Cause now insurance, I covered it.
Y'all about to tell me to get this shit?
Mm-hmm. From my doctor. Mm. Okay. So we'll see what happens. But most people that had it.
Do you have insurance through your job?
Nah, well, it's through my mom's job. Mm-hmm. But like, it'll be the same insurance for my job. That reminds me, I'm getting kicked off my mom's insurance this year. Oh, man.
Yo, you know what I really want to talk about?
Bring
this
it up.
This nigga little baby is nice as fuck.
Son, he's been dropping shit that's been good for... Like, since Corona, yo, this nigga's just been dropping some shit.
Maybe it's
been before that. I just been noticing now.
It's not like he's not no super lyrical nigga, and he's not a mumble rapper either. Like, he's like
he's
the
perfect mix, bro.
Like, that shit be crazy. I be listening to him like, yo, this nigga's actually saying something right now. Like.
It makes me mad though when people say like Gunna's better than him.
Nah. That pisses sense. Me off, son. Me,
bro.
Gunna's nice.
Gunna's good, but he's not baby.
I fucked with Gunna before I knew what he looked like.
All right, so best way scenario to put it.
No, not weird shit, but like when it was like mixtape Gunna, he I didn't have a face to him. And like you was just listening to like that super, what's that shit called?
I feel the like green, Gunna was always the type, green mixtape. I mean, I don't shit. Really know him.
That
but.
Shit went that crazy.
Oh, the green one, though.
Yeah,
the one with Thug in it.
Nah, it was like the first Gunna project I listened to, but it was a mixtape. But it was on Apple Music too. It's like called Slime. Yeah, Slime. Something
that nigga,
like that.
Young Thug put that nigga.
But that shit was hot.
That's what I was gonna ask you right now. See,
that shit was
the best way to put it. Young Thug is Lil Wayne. So what is Gunna and
young
what
thug
is
ain't no fucking
no 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 no? I'm talking about in
that's
this group.
Young Thug.
No. I'm saying like the reason why I'm saying like this like Young Thug is Lil Wayne. He introduced us to these guys. Who is Drake and who is Nicki Minaj between Gunna and Lil Baby?
Bro, Lil Baby's definitely Drake.
That's what I'm saying. Gunna's still good, but he ain't no Drake though. You feel me? I mean, he ain't no Baby.
It's crazy because I know I'm gonna be successful one day. And these shits really might be look back at, oh, yo, what this nigga said about Gunna. But nah, Gunna's nice as fuck, but Lil Baby just be saying this shit. Gunna be having me feel like I could, like, I'm the flyest nigga in the world.
Lil Baby be saying shit that's inspirational, too.
I feel like
I need to go out and get some money now, you know?
Yeah, that's my nigga.
100%, yo. I'm gonna spark this one up. You good with that?
Yeah, bro, all right, cool. On you, bro.
Bet. But yeah, oh, man, since we on Twitter, man. Yo, man, I don't know. This shit was a grip ago. I hollered at one of these girls, right? And like, she put up her DMs of all these niggas, right? And all these niggas was like, let me eat your ass, let me put it in your butt. I'm the only nigga I was like, you cute, you got a man? Yo, how come my shit was blasted? And I don't know that girl's name. It's a cute girl. She's from Rhode Island. Fucking,
She blasted you?
She put her whole DM.
Who are we talking about, bro?
I don't know her name. See, I really don't know her name.
You don't remember her Twitter name?
I could find it, bro.
It's not that serious.
It ain't that serious, but... She a tall bitch.
You should've never DM'd her.
Tall to me, at least.
Should've never DM'd her.
100%. Yo, but, like, my thing about it, I was like, yo... I was cool with it. I was like, yo, you cute.
No, because I feel like you should've known... Like, she's took the... Probably the type of girl I was gonna put you on.
Shit, I didn't. But yo, she put it on for Twitter to see, and then niggas, I saw my name because I was looking at one of your shits. He was like, "Now you put vocals in here." I was like, "Nigga, what did I do to you?"
But like you said, you don't got shit to lose.
I ain't got nothing to lose for you.
Yeah,
but I'm saying, you see what I'm saying, yo?
You didn't say no out of pocket shit. You fine, you good.
That's what I'm saying, but that's the problem. The out of pocket shit.
Crazy.
The out of pocket shit.
My life would have been a shambles, no cap. I would have
been like, yo,
turn. What's
somebody know?
It was something that y'all know. Cute girl, tall girl. Shit. I don't know her fucking name like that, so I don't. It ain't even all that. But I'm just saying, if she ain't got to blast a nigga like that. I ain't saying anything inappropriate.
Everybody else, these
niggas was in there like, yo, I'm trying to tongue that ass. So I'm like, I literally said, you cute, you got a man, simple ass shit. Yo, the new generation, yo, it's different, B. It's different. You gotta come up with A.
How old are you?
I'm 28. About to be 28. Yeah.
I'm gonna have this conversation. Yo, Chris, how old are you?
25.
I know your ass is 25, but. I don't know, bro.
Oh, this nigga's one viral.
I don't know.
Oh, shit.
Of course.
Wait.
Man, somebody.